This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua. We're learning Maseches Ksubos, Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara, in the middle of the page on Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, brought a machloikis regarding Palga Nizka, the half damages that a tam pays. Rav Papa holds it's damage, it's nezek. Really, you should pay everything, because the ox is likely to cause damage, to cause nezek. However, the Torah had rachmanus on the owner, because the ox never gored before, and therefore the Torah gave the owner half off. That's the viewpoint of Rav Papa. On the other hand, Rav Huna Bar Rav Shua says that it's knas. Really, there's no reason to assume the ox is going to gore. You should really be completely putter. The Torah put a knas on you, so you guard your shar. That's the machlokes Rav Papa and Rav Huna Bar Rav Yehoshua. So we're trying to shed some light on this machlokes. Tashma, three lines from the bottom, Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. Ma bein tam lemud? What's the difference between a tam and a mud? Sha tam mishalim chatzi nezek migufai. The tam pays half damages from the body of the animal itself, meaning the half damages will never be more than the value of the animal that damaged. Umuad mishalim nezek shamuad pays whole damages. Min ho'aliyah. Min ho'aliyah means from any property that, from the meitav of the nechasim of the mazik. So that's the difference between tam and muad. Frak the Gemara, v'loika tani shah tam ein misham apiatznoi. Why didn't it say that if somebody concedes that his ox gored as a muad, you're chayev? But if someone concedes and admits that his ox gored as a tam, you're putter because it's a knas, it must be that Rav Papa is right, that it's nezek. Didn't say that tam doesn't pay on his own and muad does. Says Gemara, really, Rav Huna Bar Yehoshua is right. Really, it's knas. And why didn't it say that difference? It taught one difference, and it left out others. Now, we know the rule is that if you're leaving out, you can't just leave out one. You have to leave out more than one. So, my shire, the high shire, what else did it leave out? That it left out the fact that chatzi nezek is knas. Says the Gemara, it left out chatzi koifer, that you do not pay chatzi koifer. What does that mean? That if a tam kills someone, so if it's a muad, you have to pay koifer, which is a fine. Meaning, normally, when an ox gores a person, you have to pay koifer shalim if it's a muad. However, by a tam, you do not pay anything. So that's another difference that I left out. Says the Gemara, and therefore, tam pays knas. Why didn't the Mishnah list this distinction? It left it out like it left out the other distinction. It says Gemara, imisham hai, imisham chatzi koifer lav shiruhu. If the only thing it left out is chatzi koifer, if you're going to prove from chatzi koifer that it left out, that's not considered a omission. Why? Hamani Rabbi Yosi Aglili, he d'amar tamisham chatzi koifer. It's going according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, who says the tam pays chatzi koifer. So don't say that it left out tam paying, tam doesn't pay piatzmai, just like it left out chatzi koifer, because maybe it goes like Rabbi Yosi Aglili, who says that tam does pay chatzi koifer. So that would not be a distinction. Okay, Tashma, come in here. Hamis shoyri es pleini ashar shal pleini. Someone says, my ox gored Pliny, or the ox of Pliny, hareza mishama piatzme, because he's admitting to monetary responsibility. Says the Gemara, my lab batam, is this not talking about a tam, that if he admits that his ox gored as a tam, that he's chayiv, and that would prove Rav Papa Shita, that chatzi nizka, palga nizka is mamayna. Says, maybe he's only chayiv if the shar is a muad. Says Gemara Avo, but tamai, what are you going to say by tam? Einoi mishama piatzmai, that you don't pay on your own because it's a knas. Then ad tani seifa avdoi shel pleni ein mishama piatzmai. Instead of the seifa saying that if you're shar gored the slave of pleni, you don't pay based on your own admission the 30 shkalim because it's a knas. Why do you have to jump to a case of an Eved that you're Pater if you admit Niflag v'nisni b'dida. Why don't we just differentiate within goring a regular Jew? That b'med v'mamurim b'mud. When are you chayv if you admit by mud? Avol tam ein mesham al piyatsa. But by tam, you don't pay on your own. Says the Gemara, kula b'mud kamayri. What do you want to say? The fact, you want it to be medayik, that if tam does not pay al piyatsmai, then why do you have to talk about an eved? Just talk about within the case of goring a regular person, that you only pay al piyatsmai for the shar zemur, but not by a tam. That's also changing the case radically. The same way, you say, well, why are we jumping to a case of eved? I'll tell you that tam would have the same din, but jumping to a situation of tam is also changing the dynamics of the case. Don't think that it's more within the same type of situation by distinguishing between mu'ad and tam. Don't think that's like a smaller contrast that you're asking, well, why do we contrast goring a regular Jew and an Eved? Make a smaller contrast. Not a smaller contrast, totally different situation. Tam to mu'ad is an equal jump. So mu'ad to tam is an equal jump. Okay, tashma. This is the rule. The Mishnah ended off, anyone who pays more than they damage does not pay on their own. Okay? Why? Because if you're paying more than you damage, clearly it's a penalty, right? Clearly it's a knas. So let's make a diuk. But if you have to pay less than you damage, you do have to pay on your own. That proves Rapapashita palga niska what? Mamayna. Says Gemara, loy tema hapachas mashizik. Don't make the distinction that if it's less than you damage, you do pay. Ela'ema ha kama shehizik mashalim. Be medayik, if you pay more than you damage a knas, but if you pay what you damage, it's not a knas. Don't say, but if it's less than you damage, it's not a knas. Rather, be medayik, if it's what you damage, it's a knas. So it says the Gemara, ela'ema. It says the Gemara, avol pacha isma yeinu misham piyatsmai. But if it's less, then you don't pay? Then, listeni ze haklau, say the following rule. Kol she'eno mishalim kama shehizik eino misham piyatsmai. Dimashman pacha samashma yeser. Why would you say anyone who pays more, it's knas? If the truth is, if you pay less, it's also knas. Then don't say anyone who pays more, it's a knas. Say anyone who doesn't pay what they damage, be it more, be it less, is a knas. Says the Gemara Tiyufta. The fact that it says anyone who pays more than they damage is a knas, which implies anyone who pays less than they damage is mamain, that's a Tiyufta of the Shita of Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua, and it's a Raya that Chatzi Niska is Mamayna. It's a Tiyufta that Palga Niska Knasa. Says Gemara, V'hilchasa, but the Halacha is Palga Niska Knasa. Half damages is a punitive measure. Wait a second, you just said Tiyufta, that we refuted Palga Niska Knasa, and then you say the Halacha is like that? Says Gemara, Tiyufta V'hilchasa. We refuted, and that's the Halacha? Says Gemara, in, yeah. Taima mai itoisav. How did you refute the shita that paganiska knasa mishum to like katani kama shezik? Because it didn't say anyone who doesn't pay what they damage. It's a knas that implies that less than that is mamain. Paganiska mamain. Says Gemara, loy psikole. Really, I'll tell you paganiska knasa. So why didn't it say anyone who doesn't pay what they damage is knas? Because there is a situation that, in fact, when you pay half damages, it is mamayin. Meaning, palga nizga is knasa, but there are situations where you pay less than you damage, and it's still mamayin. Says the Gemara, kivan de'ika chatzi nezik tzroi rois, because since there's half damages of tzroi rois, what's tzroi rois? An animal that as it walks, it kicks up pebbles. Now, there, what damage would you say tsroiros is? It's damaging with its foot while it's walking, so it's usual damage. See, the defining characteristic of keren is ein darkoi lahazik. The defining characteristic of regel is darkoi lahazik. Tsroiros is darkoi lahazik. It's kicking up pebbles as it's walking. So really, it should be nezek shalem, because this is something you definitely have to guard from. There's a halacha l'moshe misinai that chatzi nezek tsroiros is halacha l'moshe misinai, you only pay half. But it's not knas, it's mamain. So really, I'll tell you, Rav Huna Brev de Rav Yeshua is correct, that a tam that gores, it's knas. Why? Because it's unusual for it to gore. There's no reason for you to have guarded it. So why didn't the Mishnah say anyone who doesn't pay what they damage is and admits to their penalty is pater? That implies chatzi nezek is mamain. The answer is no, really chatzi nezek is knas. But there is a case that everyone would agree chatzi nezek is mamain. What is that? Tsroiros. Because the Hilchos HaGemiri law, we have a tradition, de mamainahu, mishum hachi lo katani. Ah. Now that the conclusion is palganiska knasa, the hashta damer palganiska knasa, now that we say that half damages is knas, hai kalba de achal imri, this dog that ate a sheep, vishunra de achal tarnagoili, and a cat that ate a chicken, ravravi, a fat chicken. So these are somewhat unusual. These are not regel, it's not shein, it's unusual for a dog to eat a sheep. It chokes a shepsela alive and eats it. It's not the derech for them to do it. Any nezek, which is unusual, is a told of keren. Of a keren of a tam. And now that we learn that chatzi nezek is palganizga knasa, we know that any unusual damage, the first couple times you're going to pay half damages. Now that we learned the halach is palganizga knasa, so if a dog eats a sheep, or if a cat eats a chicken, which is unusual, it's going to be knas, and in order to be able to adjudicate knas, you need to have smicha, meaning authentic smicha dating back to Moshe Rabbeinu, and only a rabbi in Eretz Yisrael could have smicha. Therefore, in Bavel, we would not collect these damages. V'loy magbinam b'Bavel. We would not collect these damages in Bavel. Aval zutri. But if it ate, let's say, a small chicken, or chehu, that's usual. And therefore, that's not a toda of keren, but a toda of shein. And Shane pays Nazlik Shalom, and it's Mamayna. You would collect it in Bavel. Umagbina, we would collect it. So now we're learning that in Bavel, we cannot adjudicate Knas. It's good to know. Let's say you travel a lot. Let's say you go to Iraq. You know? So in Bavel, we do not adjudicate Knas. But if the Nizik is Toyfes, the money, V'itafas lo mafkinamayu, if he grabs it, we don't take it away. Because the reason we don't adjudicate is we don't have the capacity to charge and to get involved. But once the Nizik took it into his own hands, we're not going to take it away from him. And not only that, let's say the Nizik says, look, you guys can't take care of this case. I want you to enforce that the Mazik goes to Eretz Yisrael and is tried by the courts in Eretz Yisrael so I could get paid. V'yomar, the Nizik says, Ikvoi li zimna l'Eretz Yisrael, set me a time to be able to make this court case in Eretz Yisrael, makbinan le. We are koivea such a case. We'll set a date. V'yloi azel, and if the Mazik doesn't want to go to Eretz Yisrael, misham tinan le, we'll put him in cherem. Says the Gemara, and even without that, even if the Nizik doesn't say, I want to take this to Eretz Yisrael, just the Mazik happens to have a dangerous animal in his house. Regardless, whether the Nizik wants to take that so or not, we put him in the Mazik in Kherim. Why? Because if he has a dog that's eating sheep, you know, your chihuahua should not be eating sheep. Your poodle should not be eating sheep. So it's a dangerous animal. You got to get it out of your house. And we'll put you in Kherim. Mishamtinale, Damrinale, we say, Salik Hazekech. Get rid of, remove your damage. Mid Reb Nosson, as Reb Nosson taught, the Tanya Reb Nosson Aimer, Minayin Shalai Gado Adam Kelev Rabbatach Beis. How do you know you shouldn't raise a bad dog in your house? Vloyamit Sulam Rabbatach Beis. You shouldn't have a bad ladder in your house. Don't say, nah, we know how to deal with the dog. We know how to deal with the ladder. We had this ladder for 50 years. Don't keep it in the house. Shenemar, Vloy Sosim Damim Beveisecha. Do not put something that could cause death in your house. Don't keep it in your house. Hadron Alach Elu Narois. Says the Mishnah. Nara Shenispatita. A woman who's between 12 and 12 and a half. She was seduced. So we learned that a woman who's seduced, you pay embarrassment, you pay her devaluation, you pay 50 shekel. Boishta ufgama uknasa shalvia. The boishas, the pagam, the knas of 50 shekelim goes to the father. But there's no tsar, right? We learned that mefuta doesn't pay tsar. The hatsar betoivsa. And by a woman who was raped, the tsar goes to the father. This belongs to the father. Umdabadin. Basically, you went to court, you sued the mefata or the ma'anes, and Bezdin obligated him. Ad shaloi mesav, if let's say the lawsuit was before the father died, even though the perpetrator didn't pay yet, harei hein shalav. If it happened before the father died, it belongs to the father. And therefore, mesav, if the father dies, it doesn't go to the girl, it goes to his sons, harei hein shalach, and it goes to the brothers. But lo yispik alamed b'din ad shemesav, you didn't have a chance to take the ma'anis or mafata to a court, you didn't have a chance to sue him until the father died. Harehin shal atzma. Then if the father dies, it goes to her. And the boys don't inherit it. Amda b'din ad shalei bagra. If let's say he was sued before she became a bageres, harehin shal av, it belongs to the father. Mesa av, the father dies, harehin shal achin, belongs to the brothers. Let's say you didn't have a chance to sue the guy until she already became a bageras. Belongs to her. Harein shal atzma. So according to the Tanakhama, if you sued the guy before the father died, it belongs to the father, even if you didn't collect it. However, Rav Shimon says, Im lo hispika ligbos ad shemesa av. It's not enough that you sued him before the father died. If you didn't have a chance to collect before the father died, or if you didn't have a chance to collect before she became a bageres, harei hein shal atzma, belongs to her. Maisa yadeha, her maisa yadayim, umetziyasa, and her metziya, and her metzia, let's say her handiwork, and her metzia, afal pi shaloi gavsa, even though she didn't collect it. What does that mean? Whatever she made, whatever she found, even if she didn't collect it yet, if the father dies, harein shal achen, because this is not a knas that belongs to the father. This is literally the father's monetary right. The father owns her handiwork or what she finds, even if she didn't collect it. Meaning this is even in Reb Shimon. Even though he didn't collect it yet. Excuse me, even though she didn't collect it yet. The father dies, it belongs to the brothers. Rashi says, Demishabala Olam, once it comes into the world, Zacha by Ha'av, the father Zoychanev Loy Domi Leknas. By Knas, it's not money until you're Oymed Bedin. In other words, Maisi Yodeha Umitsiyasa, even though the father didn't collect, I would have said, even though you didn't even claim it. By Knas, it's not Mamoin until you sue the perpetrator. Why? Because he could be Moideh and be exempt, Rashi says. But when it comes to her handiwork, when it comes to her earnings, so then it's mamon from the bad. It's mamon from the start. So since it's mamon from the start, even if he didn't collect it yet, if the father dies, it goes to the brothers. Yeah? Seder? Okay. Shkayach.
Very good.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.